Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Yelich, hide it, and Braun does it, and the Brewers come from behind to beat St. Louis.
So many incredible calls over the years with Bob Uecker. He'll be again behind the mic as the Brewers begin the season at home against the Minnesota Twins. Now joining us from the dugout, Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio. I know you got to hear some of those highlights, Mark. I don't know if they give you goosebumps like they do me, but it's always great to hear Bob anytime, any day, especially opening day.
Well, and especially in those calls. Yeah, you never get tired of that. Nice to see you. Well, this is a new hookup here with the video, huh?
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, right. Our program's now stream live, so when you're on the show, you're really on the show. People get to see what you're wearing and everything.
Mark, you have been to that.
Yeah.
you've had so many opening days, but how are you feeling today, despite Mother Nature and the wind and the rain? How are you feeling about today? What's unique about this opening day for you?
Well, everyone is different. It's certainly nice to come in with a sweep. I think we last did that in 2018. I think we had one opening day with snow. It's not quite snowing, but on the way here, which is part of my opening day routine, I called Commissioner Selig, who, by the way, is listening, and said to let you all know that between him and the person driving him, Charles, that there's at least two people listening to us here, so that we got that.
Great.
And I said to him, God bless America, God bless you, Commissioner Selig, and God bless our roof.
So, yes, roof for the wind, we've been saying.
It's always a little different. It gives me a chance to reflect. I reflect on my dad. I'm wearing my, he used to sing opening day for 10 seasons, so it's a good chance to reflect on all the good memories with him. And when I hear these great home run calls that Uke made, it's great to reflect on all the success, especially now we're in year 20. This is season 20 for me and our family, and a lot of great memories.
Well, I'm sure, Mark, as you reflect on 20 years, a big portion of your interest in the team had to do with a brand-new stadium, right? This infusion of youth into the roster at the time, a team that was playoff-starved, that ultimately achieved those goals and has been incredibly efficient in chalking up wins over the years. But you think back to that time, 20 years ago, when you bought the team and became principal owner, can you even begin to document in your mind all the things that have evolved and changed over the years?
No, and you touched on the two. I'm an optimistic person, which I think now that I've been here this long, folks in the community recognize. And I focused on this marvelous facility when I first came here on August 13th, 2004. Well, I'd been to Milwaukee before because my sister-in-law is from here, Lee Stein. Stein Home and Garden Centers, I think they call it. Give them a little plug. But
Stein's
walking in right field, I looked up and I said, I can't believe I could actually own this. And I found out, of course, I couldn't, because even if we bought the club, the stadium district controlled 70% of it or something like that. But that and looking at in those, we had the number two farm system then, Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, Corey Hart, and Brian Braun actually wasn't, when I was looking at the team, he was our, Doug Melvin picked him in 2005. So yeah, Greg, you've hit on the key things that we were looking at. And probably too much to go through. I think the 7 playoff appearances, I was in the Dominican Republic for opening our facility, and you saw 1981, 1982, and then you saw the 7 that we've had. So I think I've been very proud of that many playoff appearances in 19 seasons. And we just missed, in a couple of seasons, we just missed by one or two games. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the facilities, starting with American Family Field now and the terrific public-private partnership we have. And we know we'll be here for decades, generation. And then, building out Maryvale to state-of-the-art in Phoenix for spring training. American Family Field's of Phoenix, we call it, by the way, to recommend our sponsor. We should say they've been a big part of everything here. And in the Dominican Republic, we have one of the top facilities there now. We own a minor league club in North Carolina. So in terms of the infrastructure of the club, it's great. And you know, if you look at how we've grown, not only the baseball infrastructure, but we now have, I think, 500 employees around the world. That's really something I'm proud of. And, you know, as in the Dominican Republic, we have 55 people there, and how proud they are to wear our colors and what, you know, we've done for their families and what they've done for us. Got a guy playing right field today. If you're wondering what's going on down in the Dominican Republic, take a look at Jackson Churio, because he came up through there. And, you know, so there's a lot, and we could go on, but that's we run out of time.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Dominican Republic Academy. I think that's fascinating, and I don't think enough people know about it. Why is that new academy for the Brewers so important as far as developing young talent?
I was talking to the owner of the Marlins this morning. We were talking about how important it is to develop talent, and yeah, that's critical in baseball and in all sports now, in development of young talent. And so, you know, if they've got to work, if you looked at the weight room here, the weight room in Maryvale, and the weight room for, you know, teenagers in the Dominican Republic, there's not that much difference. In fact, it may be larger, given the space constraints here, may be larger in the Dominican Republic than it is here, and having professionals to coach these young people and to educate. You know, we have a classroom that can seat, you know, I think up to 50 students, and it's not only, you know, learning academic subjects, but learning life skills, because some of these, as we see with Jackson, some of these guys could be here fast. So that's an important part of what we do, and it's important. You know, we've been very focused on where we have our minor league facilities. We control the one in low A. We've got high A in Appleton here to get the players back and forth quickly. Double A in Biloxi, and by the way, John Tracy, who owns the Biloxi team, is one of our newest investors and owners at the big club here. And Triple A in Nashville. So we're really well set up from a facility standpoint, and importantly from a personnel standpoint. And I think the organization, from back to Doug, when Doug Melvin was the GM, to David Stearns, to Matt Arnold, focuses on promoting internally. So we have folks who get promoted up to the major league coaching level who were in our minor leagues developing players. So it all works together.
Well, it definitely does. Principal owner Mark Atanasio joining us. You talked about Jackson Churio. There's several players who are going to make their, you know, opening day roster for the first time, or have, Mark, and are going to celebrate here today. On the opposite end of that, you know, you've lost all-star talent over the last couple of years. Does that sting you as an owner, or is that just sort of the price of doing business in baseball, that turnover and change is expected and a constant?
I think it stings me on a personal level, because Debbie, my wife, and I become close to the families and the kids. And in many cases, we still, like, for example, we still get holiday cards from Lyle Overbay and his family, which has now gotten quite large because his kids have kids. And so on a personal level, it's hard. From a baseball standpoint, I think, I wish we could. The thing that stings is you wish you could keep, you know, the way we were able to keep Christian Yelich, keep players, you know, all the way through their careers. And it's not feasible for, you know, our payroll structure. What happens in baseball is if you have too much payroll concentrated in a small group of players, you know, it's hard to really succeed. We, last year, by the way, had, I think, 58 or 59 players come through and play in Milwaukee for at least one game. So, you know, you want as many of those players to, you want a mix of veterans who are, you know, how they're going to perform, and young players with a high ceiling. So you want as many veterans as you can have. And you know, we have limits given the size of our market. But, you know, from 2005, I never wanted to, in fact, first thing I told Rick Schlesinger in those days was, I don't want to hear small market anymore, we're too small. And I just told our investor group, they come to spring training once a year, and they asked about payroll disparity and all that. And look, it's about as wide a disparity as you can have between the Mets and us. And doesn't mean we're going to do better than they are this year, but we did pretty well this weekend. And we can't let payroll get in the way. We just can't think that way. We have to think we're always going to succeed. And everybody here, top to bottom, feels we're always going to succeed. That's one of the, you know, one of the four cornerstones pledges I made in 2005 was to field a perennially competitive team. Now other teams call it sustainably competitive. Well, we've been sustainably competitive since 2005. There's only three teams in the National League that have won more games than we have. You know, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Cardinals. And if you back that up to like the last, you know, 8 or 10 years, it's just the Braves and the Dodgers. And if you look at since whatever, and they slice things this way, but you look since like 2018, the only teams that won 86 games or more every year was the Yankees. I'm sorry, the Dodgers, the Astros, and us. So I think we've so far proven the ability to be sustainably competitive. But, you know, every year is a new year. And this year certainly was a challenge trading Corbin Burns, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, we're excited for all the youth on this team. I think that's exciting. And also, as you look up, Mark, and you see this massive new scoreboard and the other new scoreboard too, are you just kind of in awe?
I just, by the way, if you see me looking up for folks actually who are watching and not just listening, I had not seen the scoreboards, and right in front of me is the new scoreboard in right field that's got really terrific statistics. Jackson Churio, I'll mention, we've mentioned him a few times, just came up on the new scoreboard as number 12th in batting in the major leagues. Not bad.
Nice.
For someone who never, you know, played in the major leagues before it.
Yeah.
And Rhys Hoskins is in the home run leaders. No, he's only got one. I bet very few guys have hit a home run yet. So, yeah, I think it's going to – we're trying to make it an event to come to the ballpark and for our fans to have an experience that's differentiated from, you know, listening or watching at home. I mean, by the way, you come to the ballpark and listen to Bob Uecker. He's piped throughout the stadium, so it's not like you can't listen to Uke if you're here. We try to facilitate parking this year. I know it's hard for – I'm in the group of technologically limited people, so I always have a hard time using one of those grids you get on your cell phone to park. But I think we will make it less of a traffic jam in and out now with that. And we're always looking to make the fan experience as good as we can.
Do you have any updates on the parking? Because I know that it's made to be very easy for people with the QR codes. I know you have parking attendants out there to help, but you know, day one, you can always have a couple of issues. What's the latest?
Yeah, I don't have the, and we got some rain today, as we know. So I don't know, as of, we'll find out. Rick Schlesinger's all over that. You know, I think sometimes with these things, you take a step back to take two steps forward. And I know, you know, we were trying to go to we were in New York, and we were trying to go to a play, Debbie and I. And your QR code. Well, guess what? When we walk up to the theater, there's no cell service.
Oh.
You can't, you know. So the old kind of paper ticket would have been nice. But in any event, we understand it's difficult. But I think once people get used to it, they'll appreciate it, the ease. It is easier to get in and out of the ballpark. And by the way, you go to some other stadiums, it can take an hour to get out of the stadium, and that's certainly not the case here.
Well, thankful for everything that you've put into the stadium here and this beautiful roof and field that we've got in front of us today. Looking forward to a fun day today and a great season. Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio joining us from the dugout. We appreciate it, Mark. Enjoy the day
it's
today.
It's great to see you here, even though, and Jessica, nice to meet you. This
yeah,
is
it's good
always
to
happy
you,
to
Mark.
Do this.
Yeah, I'm usually in the dugout with you, and we're corralling you and Bob together and all that, but they put me in a lofty perch here, so I get to look at you on a video screen instead.
Yes, the new technology.
You bet.
Great.
Well, all
thanks,
the best, Mark.
Mark.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Bye.
You bet. Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio joining us as our opening day festivities continue here. And it really is. I mean, the ballpark improvements, I think that's something you notice year after year, whether it's the ribbon boards, the scoreboards, the new food offerings, how they're trying to make it a better experience. And with the rules changes in Major League Baseball that went in play last year, the games are moving along at a quicker pace. And it's made it a more desirable place to go for families. And the Brewers do that better than most stadiums in Major League Baseball.
I think the speed of the game speeding up has definitely helped. And I love that they're staying local with a lot of their new additions. Mm. You talk about, you know, the miniature version of 3rd Street Market Hall downtown now being here. I mean, it's a destination, not just to get food, but they have games out there, too. So that's a spot where you can go. Maybe the kids want to do a little something beforehand.
Sure.
You want to get them inside, get them situated. And it's just going to be, that's going to be a hot spot to go to for sure.
No doubt about that.